The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Saturday in the octave of Easter. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. Throughout the octave of Easter, the daily gospel readings have been taken from the various post-resurrection accounts of Jesus. Taken together, they reinforce the fact that the resurrection is a real event, and not merely a way of referring to a spiritual awakening among the apostles. It's important to mention this because some have asserted that it doesn't really matter whether or not Jesus rose from the dead. What is important, they say, is that the followers of Jesus were somehow energized after having reflected on his life and mission, and then undertook to make Jesus known to the world. Well, this is utterly ridiculous. First, we have the testimony of St. Paul, who writes in his first epistle to the Corinthians, chapter 15, verse 14, "If Christ has not been raised, then our preaching is in vain, and your faith is in vain." And second, who can imagine that the apostles would have undertaken the work of evangelization and be willing to suffer death and martyrdom if the resurrection was a lie? If Jesus was not raised, why would these men, who had abandoned Jesus at the cross, even speak of him at all? Rather, we would expect them to just forget the whole episode, to chalk it up to youthful enthusiasm and return to their former ways of life. They would have considered Judas to have been the only sane person among them. Would they have spent their lives living a lie and embraced suffering and death to sustain the lie? It's hard to believe, especially since they didn't gain anything from it, materially or humanly speaking. It's hard to believe because the resurrection is real. It's not a symbol. It's not an allegory. It's not a parable. It's a real event. Between the four Gospels, the Acts of the Apostles, and Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, there are 12 appearances of the risen Lord to his followers. There may very well have been others that are not recorded in the Scriptures. For example, it's likely that Jesus first appeared to his mother, the Blessed Virgin Mary, even though the Gospel doesn't record that event. But taken together, the ones that are recorded reinforce the reality and historicity of the resurrection of Jesus from the dead. Today's Gospel, from Mark chapter 16, recounts one of the Lord's appearances to the apostles, where he gives them what is known as the Great Commission, the Gospel says. Later, as the 11 were at table, he appeared to them, Jesus, appeared to them and rebuked them for their unbelief and hardness of heart, because they had not believed those who saw him after he had been raised. He said to them, "Go into the whole world and proclaim the gospel to every creature." So despite their initial unbelief, Jesus still has confidence in the remaining apostles. Their failure and their repentance will help to keep them humble, teaching them to rely not on their own strength or their cleverness or their goodwill, but instead to trust entirely in the grace of God, while not neglecting the other. The apostles, after all, were ordinary men of various backgrounds and different natural abilities, but it was the grace of God working in them that made it possible for them to undertake the mission that the risen Lord had entrusted to them, to take the gospel to every land and nation. Well, we are the beneficiaries of their daring and obedience. For our part, we want to imitate them and be apostolic in our own environments, in our homes, our schools, our workplaces, so that we too can help to make Jesus known. God bless you.